Aloha and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. This is a podcast that I'm doing today with, I guess I would call you a student of many, many, many years, Michelle. The reason I wanted to do this podcast today is I want to talk about what we've been working on and just what journey I'm on with this health and healing. And I wanted you to hear from Michelle because it's really hard for me to explain to people without having somebody go through it, what type of experience that they've had. And we are having tremendous success. And by we, I would mean like me and the person that I'm helping with their health and healing. And we're having just such phenomenal success that I really, really thought it was important to start sharing some of these stories for everyone. Just, I think a lot of people are going to relate to this. I think that a lot of people are going to relate to you and kind of your journey. So before it gets too long, we're just going to just dive right in and we're going to just get rolling on the podcast. So I wanted to have you let people know, how did you find me, first of all, because you've been with me for a lot of years. It wasn't until recently that we started working with your health and wellness, but how did you find me?
Yeah. So originally I would say it was probably 2017 and I had started stumbling upon different books and I had started reading things about the law of attraction. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And then, so I started looking for similar books of the same sort of theme and genre. And I found one of your books. And I read it, I loved it. And then I was like, I have to read all of your books. And so I read every single book that you ever wrote. And I just kind of became just really mesmerized by, you know, the messages that you were putting out there and started listening to your podcast, eventually found my way into one of your courses and connected with you face to face for the first time on a Zoom call.
Right, right. So yeah, it's been a while. We've been, you know, working together just with other stuff not related to health. It was recently we started the health journey. And that's a good starting point to talk about what prompted our working together. What actually, how long has your health issues gone on prior to us talking about it? And I will talk about how we kind of connected on that after you talk about, you know, what health issues you were having and how long were you having them? Because a lot of your stuff, most of it revolved around stomach and, but also anxiety. So yes. What kind of health issues were you struggling with? What was happening?
So I would say to just sort of start off with the major one, I was originally diagnosed with gastroparesis in 2007. And for those that don't know what gastroparesis is, it just basically translates to stomach paralysis. And so it was a very slow decline in the beginning. It was noticing things like, oh, this is so weird. I get full really quickly when I eat. And I would be like, oh, that's so weird. All of my clothes are fitting really loosely. I'm losing so much weight and I'm not even trying. I'm like, this is so odd. And eventually it just got worse and worse. And by, I would say within 6 months of starting to notice those things, like I couldn't even keep water down. I just couldn't put food in my body because I was nauseous all the time. And because of that, would often get sick when trying to eat. And so that took about 3 years to actually get a little bit better. My original GI doc, who was great, she was like, this is nerve damage related. You're either going to have this for the rest of your life, or in about 3 years, things will, you know, eventually sort of resolve itself. And then everything started coming back, I would say, about a year ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So your diagnosis was the stomach paralysis. What yes. did your doctors have you do to try to help with this? Because they were telling you, or the one was telling you, that they didn't even know if it was curable, correct? Like they didn't, it could go away, might not go away, but like, what did they have you do?
Yeah. So in the eyes of medicine world, there is no cure for gastroparesis. And yeah. There's a lot of people who who have it worse than I did, really. I mean, there are people who are walking around with feeding tubes because they literally cannot put food in their bodies. We started off with just different drugs. Some of them had really horrible side effects. One of them, I think it was something to do with muscle. It would affect your muscles. And so like you might just twitch for the rest of your life. Or there was medication that was not FDA approved. So you would either have to get it from Canada or New Zealand, and it was very expensive. There was another medication that had to be refrigerated at all times, and you had to take it 30 minutes before you ate anything. But at the time, I was a college student, and it was like, I can't just roll a mini fridge around with me on campus. Like, I don't have that access. And so it was not convenient. And it was just, it was very frustrating because it's just like, they're telling you to eat high calorie things, you know, as little as, you know, whatever has the most like bang for its buck, you know, little amounts of food with the highest amount of calories, drink Coca-Cola, things like that. They were actually
strictly like chocolate cake, Coke, whatever, like calorie things, but not overdoing it probably.
That doesn't really feel like that's the answer.
Right. Well, didn't you say at one point in time that they talked about there's a surgery that you could do for this?
Yes. So when things started coming back about a year ago, I had reached out to a new GI doc in town because, you know, my other one was, you know, the one that I had originally diagnosed me was like 2.5 hours away. So it was like, I needed a new doctor that was local. And they ran some tests and they're like, listen, there's not really much we can do. One thing we could try, we could inject Botox into your pyloric sphincter, which would last about 3 months. So it was kind of like, what's the point of that? And then the other thing that they said is like, oh, we could just make cuts into the pyloric sphincter and hopefully food would just fall out of your stomach that way quicker. And it was like, that was just an immediate no for me. I was like, this is not the answer. This is not how you fix this.
So there are surgeries that people do for this type of thing that they offer.
Yeah, I think they're newer. I think they're more experimental, but really it's like physically altering your body for this just does not seem like a good idea.
So when you are like, because we've kind of worked together, I noticed that you were getting sicker and sicker. And I wanted to know, kind of in your words, how do you feel like those last even like 6 months, how it really started affecting your life? Like, because you just were not doing really well. You were losing a lot of weight. You were just struggling to keep the nutrients in. It was kind of like scary from my point when just, you know, kind of watching.
Yeah. I'd say I was kind of at the end of my rope at the end of January of this year because I had completely lost the ability to eat. Just the thought of food, the sight of food made me want to vomit. I just couldn't find the willpower. And it was like, I was just force feeding myself because it was like, I was losing so much weight. And I'm like, I know this is a very slippery slope because the first time that I went through this, I got down to 113 pounds. And I'm 5'7", so that's not a good look for somebody who's 5'7". And I was just so terrified to lose that much weight again that I was just, you know, force feeding myself as much as I could, drinking every high calorie drink that I could find and just really not having any answers. I felt very desperate and very hopeless.
Yeah. And how did you even like work and stuff?
Like, that was difficult. I mean, every day was a struggle. Every day was like going into battle. It just, I wasn't very productive.
I mean, with clients too. Like,
yeah,
the whole thing. So yeah. It affected a lot, or like even just going out to dinner with family or just any of that. Was it like, did it give you anxiety? I would give me anxiety. Yeah. I'm getting anxiety hearing some of this now again as we worked through this. But so for those watching or listening, I started really hearing the desperation. Intuitively, I wasn't loving where you were going. I was starting to get nervous for you. And that is when I actually reached out to you because I had been doing some energetic balancing work, some healing sessions with other people. And as we talked and I reached out to you, I told you what I tell most people, but it's weird how much success I'm still having, but I don't know where the boundaries are here. So I was like, I, you know, don't know if I can help, but let's try this. Let's just do a session, see what we can do. Let's just get you balanced energetically, because this energetic balancing technique, again, it's really hard to explain to people. I don't think I want to go completely into that, because there will be a podcast prior to this that explains that. But it is unreal how it affects your health when you're off energetically. You are completely open to it. You're like, yes, let's go ahead and do this. And so we did one session that I think lasted probably, I think it was, typically they're around an hour, but I've done them in 20 minutes, which has had the same effect. And I think ours was maybe an hour and 20. What did you think after the first session? Because a lot of people, when we do the first session, they're really surprised on how far back we have to go to do balancing. Not everybody is like that. Some people, we only have to go back to their 20s or 30s or whatever, but they're really surprised at how deep it gets. They're kind of surprised at some of the stuff that comes up as we're balancing the body. And like, again, I feel like I can't get completely into that, but what happens is you have all this, I'll just touch on it a little bit. You have all these emotional events that will happen within your lifetime, and they're in your Akashic records. So you have Akashic records in a story basically of your life. And when you have, I hate to use this word, but when you have any type of emotional trauma, that weight, it gets kind of stuck there. And people think, oh, well, this happened to me 5 years ago. This happened to me 10 years ago. They don't understand that the way that your Akashic records work and the way that your energy works, it's all happening at this moment in time. There was no 10 years ago. So anything you experienced that was traumatic 10 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago, it's happening in the now. So that's why we have to balance past things a lot of times in the now. And when I say emotional trauma, I'm talking about anything that overwhelms you with sadness, worry, fear. And I have not thought of one person that has not experienced emotional trauma where they've been overwhelmed with sadness, worry, fear, guilt. Not one person in my life. And I know some amazingly balanced people. We all experience it. The difference is if we can't find balance after that, we don't know how it's affecting our life, which a lot of people do not, then they just, there's no connection there. They immediately go to the doctor because you start to see the physical symptoms. You don't understand what the energetic weight does to your body. And then you end up in a situation like you ended up. So after the first session, what were your thoughts? Like, what did you think? Were you kind of surprised at how it went? Because I think most people are. They're like, wait, I just didn't see it going that way.
I was really surprised, and it's kind of, you're in disbelief a little bit because you're like, wait a second. Like, I have tried a lot of different things. I think just to rewind a little bit to, you know, from January to when we started our sessions, I was doing a lot of different things, right? So I was trying cranial sacral therapy. I was trying acupuncture. I was, you know, consulting with a therapist, seeing a functional MD. I'm doing a lot of things and not really connecting a lot of dots. And so when we had the session, you know, from my perspective, if people were wanting to know what it's like, it is a very just open, deep, honest conversation that we're having. And it's like, I know there's a lot more going on behind the scenes with you, but, you know, we're just having this conversation and we're kind of like walking through everything. And so really, it was just the ability to put a label on exactly what it was, that emotion that was affecting me. That was like the biggest aha moment. So it was like the day after we had our session, I was like, this is weird. I'm super hungry. And like, I haven't felt hunger in over a year. And it was a little bit mind blowing because you're just, You're excited because holy cow, this is like the most progress I have ever made in the past 6 months. And you're a little mad too, because you're like, how did I not see all of this? This, it seems so simple. And so you're just a little bit angry too, because it's like, I have paid so much money to consult a lot of different people, and somehow we've just never connected the dots.
Well, and to get into that a little bit more, just because it almost sounds so easy when we talk about it, just to give you credit, we do go into a deep dive. We go into a deep dive into your life, into points that I can feel, or anybody trained in this area can tell, that's where you're completely off balance. Energetically, you have to always maintain a neutral balance energetically, and you can't veer from that. And most people, when they have some type of emotional trauma, they end up finding themselves feeling weaker than, or in a perspective, a certain perspective that causes them to be less than in the power scale of somebody else or a situation. And you have to teach the person who you're doing the healing on, you have to walk them through how to bring balance back to that area of their chart, that time frame of their life. And a lot of that will involve reframing. And what you're saying about you have to be real is, most people candy coat situations that they experience, and they're not real with the facts. Karmic energy doesn't care one way or the other how people feel emotionally this way or that way. It really doesn't. It just wants to be balanced all the time from a power perspective. And so when you're feeling weaker, when you're feeling sad or what upset, there is no balance there. So those points can be points, they're called spiritual pivot points in your life, where you actually, your energetic body starts taking a turn. One of the things that I think that you were talking about as far as emotion go, is you were pretty shocked that we actually walked it back to some really heavy guilt as well, correct?
Yeah.
And that was, it's one of the number one things. People always think stress is it, the number one thing that can ruin your health. And stress is a reactive thing. It's a reaction from fear, worry, sadness, and guilt. It's not the emotion. Stress is not the emotion. It's a reaction. And so you have to get to the emotion. People don't realize the weight of guilt energetically. So when you are experiencing guilt in scenarios when you were younger, just different points in your life, it can bring such weight to the body. And how I explain it to people is, it's almost like, let's say that you're carrying 100-pound bag of rice on your shoulders, or each shoulder, all day long. After you do this for years, the energetic body begins to break down. It just, if you thought about carrying, if you had to go off to work or to see a client and you were constantly had to throw these bags on your shoulders every minute of every day that you were awake, and then you slept with them on your chest, your body breaks down. It cannot handle it. It's too heavy. It's easy to visualize that, but energetically, you can't see the weight. It doesn't mean the weight's not there. It doesn't mean that the energy doesn't have a density and a weight to it. And that's very important. So it's going back and finding these pivot points. It's achieving balance. And once you achieve balance, the weight just dissipates. It just disappears. So then we had to restructure some things about how you were perceiving some situations, how you would thought you would work through them. When we actually needed to address them, we bring balance in. And then it seemed to me, it was very quick, actually, the next day, and it almost made me cry, because you were so happy that you could not believe that this had happened so fast. You were just like, I am mind blown. Like, I can't even believe this is happening.
Yeah. And I really did feel like I had just put down 1,000-pound boulder. Like, I felt lighter. I felt so much more peace inside of me. For the first time, I was like, everything's going to be okay. I know it's going to be okay. I was just lit up with joy, because it's like, when you've been sick this long, it is so hard to be hopeful.
Yeah, it is. You're getting emotional now. You're gonna make me. I know. And it was hard to see you go through that. You were sick for a long time. And one of the things that I think that people don't realize is, you almost didn't realize how long you know, that you had been sick because you were just struggling so hard the last 6 months. And that's another thing that a lot of my clients are realizing is they're like, I feel so normal that I don't remember when I felt like this. Like, I feel different. And I'm like, it's because you've been imbalanced for so long of your life that you didn't even know it, you know? I mean, you were imbalanced clear back to parts of your childhood. And then find balance and then you get imbalanced again. But it was a long time. And you know, when you told me that it was just priceless, like that, it just literally choked me up because that meant a lot. Like I was so happy to be able to help you. Like that was just a blessing for me just as well to see you just get better. And every single day, because I check on my clients once I do the healing on them, as you know, and we were texting and talking a lot during that time. And you really, I think that most people, I would even be this way because I'm seeing such success that I keep being like, is it going to work this way on every single person? And so far it is. It's crazy. Not that I'm saying it always will, but it's like, it's been so nice. But I know the initial reaction too is, how long is this going to last? Did you have that? Because a lot of the clients I have had has been like, I'm so excited, but I'm scared to be excited because I don't know if it's going to be permanent, you know?
Yeah. It kind of feels like you're constantly looking over your shoulder because you're like, is it going to come back? Is this just a fluke? Like, it just doesn't even seem real. It really does. And it's like a miracle. And it's like, I can't explain it in any other way because it's like, I've never experienced these kind of results so quickly.
Yeah. Cause it was for you. Well, actually for most everybody so far, it's been like 24 hours. It's been like quick where it's not like a week or anything, but as the weeks go on, are you feeling like you're getting more like, cause you're still having, like, you're still better.
And so I will say, I don't think we might not have touched on this. So one of the things that I was really struggling with, you know, from not only the gastroparesis, and then I kind of, you know, had found some things to help resolve that, but then I had gotten into, you know, kind of an infection in my intestines where there was kind of like a candida thing going on. And so on top of that, on top of reacting to foods, the anxiety was something that I was experiencing, which I had never really dealt with as bad. And so I haven't ever had anxiety like this before in my life, where it was just crippling. Like, I would wake up in the middle of the night with my heart racing, feeling like I'm going to have a panic attack. Most mornings were waking up to a racing heart, a resting heart rate of 100, you know, beats per minute. Like this, I felt so out of control in my body, and I could not, it doesn't matter what supplements I take, it didn't seem like anything was helping. And it was really just, you know, waking up that next day after our session to not a racing heart. It was all calm, you know, and I haven't experienced that since. And I think that that was just like, there was all these other byproducts of just the stomach issue itself that had kind of just created this monster that I was dealing with. And so I'm just so grateful.
We didn't talk about that either, but that is like a yeast infection or something, correct?
It's candida fungal overgrowth in your gut, and so it can kind of, you know, everybody has candida in their gut, but when it gets out of control or left unchecked, it can kind of take over things.
That's a lot of problems.
Yes,
you struggled trying to keep that under control, I remember, for a while.
And so I will say, in between, you know, the first time I had gastroparesis in 2007 to, you know, this second round here, every about year and a half, it would be kind of like a roller coaster. I was diagnosed with SIBO. So that is similar to SIFO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So I did have that. And like, I would get it like every year and a half, it would just come back and go away, come back, go away. So this one we had tested again to see if it was SIBO, but it wasn't. And so the best guess that we could kind of determine was SIFO, which is small intestinal fungal overgrowth.
Yeah. And you said that's been lot like way better, right? You're not having any issues with that any either.
Yeah, I've been testing out new foods because I've been on a very strict diet for the past 90 days. And then I've recently started introducing foods because I'm like, I'm kind of just losing my mind. I'm like, I can't eat the same thing every single day. I can't do it anymore. So
and for those who don't know, that's the funny thing. When we were talking the other day, you were just like, you had been on like a no gluten, no, gosh, what was it? So
there's
many.
Five. There's the big five. So it was no gluten, no corn, no dairy, no eggs, and no sugar.
Yeah, none of those. And then after this started happening, it's funny because I've with some of my other clients that we've done this energetic balancing and this healing work on, they've done the same thing. My daughter, who I actually didn't know if it'd work on because, you know, she's so close to me. And something, you know, psychics don't always read their people closest to them best anyway. So I thought, I don't know if the healing's going to work. And she's like struggling seriously with anxiety. And she's like, I tried so hard the other day to have anxiety. She goes, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. And I'm looking at her like, yes, you are. Why would you do that? We just fixed this issue. I don't know what's happening. But then you are like, I'm testing foods. I'm seeing what's going to work. And so far, so good though. You haven't had too many issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so good. I haven't had any bad reactions, but we had also talked about too, it's like, I don't even know what a normal body reaction is because I have been imbalanced for so long.
Yes. So from the day of the session, I remember immediately you just like, again, bursting into tears, so grateful, so happy. You woke up hungry. And that's something I will never forget because actually I'm going to do a podcast on this because I'd always struggled with low blood sugar, which is now gone apparently after I did this on myself. It's so weird. But you were talking just like about how happy you were to be hungry. And then I thought, how many people in the world just take this for granted? We're hungry all the time and we just are like nothing, or it's an inconvenience. And you were crying because you were hungry and so grateful to be hungry, which is so amazing and so cool. So yeah, you went through a lot of emotions after that, but it was very quick. 24 hours we were talking, everything was going. And so your emotions just, there was a lot. So how do you feel like life has changed now after? And I know that we kind of worked together. We just did another session, but what I'm actually going to talk to everybody about after this is I am for a limited time, because I'm seeing such huge results, I am going to offer healing sessions, energetic imbalancing sessions, where I help to balance you for one session. I'll do for $288, I believe is what it was. And I think that you will see really good results, or people out there will see really good results, which we'll talk about in a second. But I don't have these sessions on my website because I'm actually booking up and I'm being selective of who I'm taking because my schedule is full. So you will have to email me at jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com, which I will reiterate in a second. But how has life changed for you now since we've done this? Like your routine, your anxiety, like how is it better?
Yeah, well, anxiety is not really even a factor anymore. So I'm not even really dealing with that. And because of that, I feel like I can be more productive. I have such a better outlook on life. I am so excited. Like for the first time, like I'm really excited to be alive. I just feel like there's so much good stuff coming my way. And I just feel happy. And that's just something I haven't really felt in a long time.
Well, and it's interesting what you said about like, I'm happy to be alive, because like when people are chronically sick for years, like you were chronically sick for years, that is, yeah, it's a weird thing. Like when you get better, you are just, you're so much happier to like live and not feel chronically sick. So that's something I think a lot of people who do feel good take for granted. The anxiety portion, anybody who's struggling with anxiety should relate to that and understand that, oh my God, just to not have anxiety would be like the most amazing thing in the world to not have it. And so that's very cool. What is your biggest surprise, biggest takeaway from this, where you were sick, we did the session? Because for you, truthfully, we could have quit at one session. Truthfully, I think we're doing more for maintenance, but I mean, don't you think we could have probably?
Yeah. I mean, the big things were kind of just taken care of with that first session.
Yeah. And that's, I'm seeing this with most everybody. So that's why I'm only going to be offering like a one-time session to help with energetic balancing. And if they want to do more, then they can come into the retreat or whatever. But what's your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest surprise?
I think it was just that biggest aha moment, just the awareness of guilt. I have never been able to attach that label to everything that I was experiencing because we talked about this. It was like, I could write a novel. I could fill journals of like all the things that I felt guilty about. I mean, it was basically, I felt guilty to just exist. And it was weaved into like everything I did, like the way I talked, the way I had to justify things, like it all came from this place of guilt. And I just don't know, like if all like the therapy that I've done, I'm like, why haven't we ever, you know, put that label? Like, why couldn't I see it before? Why wasn't I able to figure out that guilt was causing so much trouble in my life?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, because you don't do energetic work. That'd be the first. You're in a different area for your career. So there's that. But the other thing is, that is kind of what it takes. It takes somebody specializing in energetic work and the energetic body, because we can see things and we're trained in areas of how the energetic body works, processes energy, how it needs to rejuvenate energy, but how it lets energy go. And the way that we've talked about it, and I'll just quickly touch upon, it's needs to rejuvenate. Your energetic body has to have new cells. It has to rejuvenate, but it also has to release energy. These cells have frequencies in them, and that has to be moving, constantly flowing. And if you have these spiritual pivot points where you've had emotional trauma, it doesn't move there. And it doesn't matter, again, if it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, it's stuck in the current, because energetic body has no timeline. And so as far as the energetic body is concerned, every point of your life you've lived, you're living at this very moment in time. And so how I explain it to people is, it's like, imagine getting into the shower to clean yourself off and the drain is clogged, but now the drain's clogged for years and, you know, weeks, months, years. And now the water just keeps coming up and coming up and coming up the body to the knees and everything. And it's disgusting and gross. Once we clear the energy and allow that flow to happen again, it's like the clog is just immediately cleared. And that's what happens. And that's why you've seen such good results, and most all my clients are seeing them in 24 hours or less. It's just like almost immediate. They're just like, wow, this is crazy. Well, the drain has been moved. Now the energetic body heals itself. It knows what to do. And the physical body responds off of that. And so me and you have kind of worked through that and talked through that through some of the sessions we've had. But it is good for people to know, you don't know how to do that. You weren't a specialist in that area. You're not really educated in how the energetic body works. And truthfully, the doctors are doing the best they can. They're not really educated in how the physical or spiritual body works. They're educated on the physical body. But by the time it gets to the physical body, we've had a major breakdown. And so they're really treating symptoms of where we're energetically imbalanced. So everything showing up in the physical body is basically a symptom of all the imbalance happening prior to that. And that's not something they teach in medical school. So good if you can work together, because I'm not saying don't see a medical doctor ever. Absolutely, you want to, but you want to. My thing is nip it in the bud at both ends. You tried all the medical stuff first, then we did what we did, and the results were amazing. So
I have a really good analogy for this. And so hopefully this will make sense. But like, if you imagine your life like kind of like an incomplete puzzle, right? And let's say you're having a problem with a particular piece. You could take that to a medical doctor and they would say, well, this is exactly why this piece is the way it is. And here's how it connects to this piece. And you might have a different puzzle piece and it could be more emotional based. And you could take that to a therapist and they could say, this is why this puzzle piece is shaped the way it is, and here's how it connects to this. But with you, it was like, let's put the whole damn puzzle together and take a really good look at this picture and look how everything is connected. And it was just that aha moment of just seeing it all connected, that I think the awareness of that is what makes the biggest difference. It's well, the bridge, the missing link between all of them.
And I think that was very good. Thank you. Because I think that is poignant. And when I do sessions with people, I can see a whole. That's where my other gifts come in, is because I can see the whole picture. And I think that, yeah, your therapist can see part and your doctor can see part, but they can't see the overall puzzle. So I actually love that analogy. And once I can explain it back and to you and help you to understand what the entire puzzle is, what we need to do to get it to look correctly, that's when the client really takes control, but also responsibility, and huge things happen. And every client I've had that I've worked with on this does have this aha moment, this click. Everyone has talked about it. Two things. They're shocked at this click that they get, that they're like, how did I miss this? I don't understand how I didn't see this. They get a little hard on themselves. And then they don't ever go back. Once you have that click, it's like you have clarity that you can't unsee in your own life, in your own.
Because now I can see, I can stop myself. It's like, yeah, when I start to think in that old pattern, or I start to like say something that would have been based in that old pattern, I can be like, no, 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 we're going to stop that. So you're so much more hyper aware of everything.
And educated.
Yes.
Because you're a lot more educated on your own health, because you know, okay, if I don't stop this, this is what led me to where I was in the first place. I now understand how this simple thing actually is a large thing on the energetic imbalancing scale. And that's where your body breaks down. So you're definitely more educated in your own health. It just takes somebody who understands and can explain it. And everybody's different. So everybody has a different situation of how to get that balancing. So some people can try to do it on their own. And I mean, if they know how, that's great. But everybody's so different that I've thought about this, because I'm like, how do I teach people to do this, like without me helping them? And me and you have kind of talked about that, but that's hard, because, you know, everybody's so different. And I'm noticing with the clients that come in, I've not had one client that has come in that came in with awareness on what I'm seeing in the whole puzzle. You know, they don't make that connection. They just, for some reason, they've glossed over it. They just can't make that connection. But once we start working together, that light bulb goes on, and then they're like, how did, like, it was right here. I just don't know how I missed this. It's crazy. It's a really cool experience. And then I was talking to one of my other clients today. Then you have this weird feeling in the chest, you know, that's another thing. You can feel, you feel different. Yeah.
Yeah.
More balanced, more whole, more, everybody's experiencing something different. Calm. Like,
yeah. Like I said, peace. There's just a new sense of like peace inside me.
Yeah. It's like you either didn't remember having, or you forgot that it was even, that you didn't feel like that. Cause when I even did it with myself, I was just like, this is the weirdest feeling. And everybody tells me that. They're like, you're going to think I'm strange, but I have the weirdest feeling in my chest after we did this. Like, it was the strangest feeling, but it's the most satisfying, beautiful, whole feeling that you get after the balancing, that it's, I don't know, it's kind of indescribable.
And yeah, I remember the other thing I told you, that it was like, I really kind of like fell in love with me, which sounds egotistical, but it was like, I'm so proud of myself. I admire like everything that I've been through. And it was just this new, like, just love for myself.
Well, that's also when you get to really take a look at your puzzle, you know, you get to take a full picture. And it's not uncommon it's so common for people to be really hard on themselves and not know where that came from. They just really don't. They don't know where it came from. They don't even understand they're being hard on themselves. They don't understand that they're taking on a lot from other people, and how to try to figure that out in your own life pattern. It can be really hard. And so, yeah, figuring that out and getting the balancing, I don't know. It's just amazing. I tell people all the time, this is going to sound so funny, but even myself, every time it works like it is, I'm just like, wow, this is so amazing. Like, I'm even mind blown every single time, because every time I do a healing session, I'm like, how's this going to go? I'm excited to see how this works. And then I've not been disappointed. The people have been so excited. I'm like, wow, that was so cool. Who can I do that on now? Who can we do next? So
yeah, I think it's important too, just to like to be open to the experience, you know, to allow for there to be healing. I think if you are really, truly honest, open to the experience, I think anyone can see great results.
So who would you recommend would try this, just out of curiosity, just anybody struggling with health issues, I think.
Yeah. For me, it was a lot of like mystery illnesses, like doctors saying like, we have no idea why you have this, but here's your diagnosis. Or I got a lot of like probablys growing up. So it's like, oh, you probably have IBS. I think if you have any kind of issue that has gone on for years that you don't really know how to manage, or there might not be a cure for it in doctor's eyes, I would say it's, you know, give it a shot, because.
Well, and even if there is a cure and they're on medication or whatever, I'm thinking I would suggest them trying this, because first of all, if we do a session for $288, that's one doctor's appointment all day long, first of all. And yeah. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing them for that price, because I am getting a lot of people, a lot of interest at this point in time, because word of mouth is kind of spreading. And so that's why it's not on my website right now. But I, and anybody, so far I've done like anxiety, chronic pain, lots of stomach issues stuff, tendonitis, I'm trying to think, shoulder issues, like so many things. Anxiety really comes along a lot with people's health issues, and or vice versa, the anxiety causes people health issues. Oh, and then the low blood sugar thing, there's just so many. Fibromyalgia, I liked the amount of success has just been mind-boggling. It's been crazy. And again, it's not something I guarantee, but it's awesome. It's been crazy good.
So, yeah, because I think it's important to say, you know, that you're not giving a medical diagnosis. Like, that is not what this is about. It's not, you know, yeah, no. I think just for clarification,
that's what you have doctors for. You can go to doctors, get your diagnosis. What I'm doing is I am helping you with energetic balancing of your spiritual body. When you complete energetic balancing of your spiritual body in areas that has clogged your drain, that sounds so weird, but it's so kind of true on how I see it, like when I actually see it with people. So, but just getting that balance and learning how to maintain that balance, that's the key, which is what you have learned how to do and learned how that works. That's really what I'm doing, is I'm helping you in that area of your life. I'm helping you to find the balance. We're fixing the balance, and then we're allowing the physical body to respond to the balanced spiritual body at that point in time, because the spiritual body is basically dictating your health to your physical body. And it's interesting, because people have asked me, well, how do you know if somebody's imbalanced? And man, that's an easy one. Well, pretty much if you have any health issues, any anxiety, not feeling your best, depression, yeah, pretty much. Oh, geez. A lot of people are imbalanced. More people I know than are not. I mean, that are actually imbalanced. So I would even suggest it if people are kind of like, I just want to be the best that I can be at this point in time, because they start realizing that there's actually good maintenance stuff, you know, in there. But anyways, so just to end on that note, I will be doing limited time sessions. And I thank you very much for sharing your story, but I wanted you to hear from somebody who'd gone through it, even though we didn't really go through your entire process, because that's personal. And yeah, everybody's process is personal. And it's something that is going to be different with every individual. So we couldn't even tell people how we did yours, because that's not going to relate to Joe or Sarah or Kim or whoever, you know. So everybody's journey, everybody's balancing is very custom, very personal to who they are and the life that they've lived. And that's, again, why it makes it a little bit difficult for, you know, doctors to always, we're humans, we're not cookie cutter people. You know, yeah. We have all experienced the same things in the same way. And so, you know, that's why sometimes they're just doing the best they can to resolve the symptoms. Anyways, so if anybody would like to book a session, email me at jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com. Because it's not on my website. I'm doing this for a limited time. You will have to just put healing in the subject line. But do please tell me what it is that you're struggling with, like, you know, fibromyalgia, stomach issues, whatever, just so that I kind of know and somebody will get back to you. And we'll see how long we're doing that. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll be talking soon. All right. Have the most amazing day, everybody. Aloha. Bye.